If you drive by Portland's Back Cove, you may have noticed this summer a green-colored slime on the tidal flats. Algae blooms have also been reported in other communities up the coast, and it's a cause for concern to environmentalists who point to nitrogen-rich wastewater runoff as a contributor. Gus Goodwin of the Salt Institute for Documentary Studies spoke with one local conservationist about the green slime phenomenon in Back Cove.
On July 7th, I had called into the office and said, I think I'm seeing the beginnings of green slime way out in the middle of Back Cove at the lowest of tides. And sure enough, last week, that became apparent.
That's Kathy Ramsdell, executive director of Friends of Casco Bay in South Portland, Maine.
3% of the land mass surrounds Casco Bay, but we have over 25% of the state's population living on that land mass. So even though there are places in the world that have higher population density than what we have here, for Maine, this is as dense as it gets. You may have been noticing with this climate change thing on our doorstep, weather is becoming much more episodic. We're having long periods of drought, often followed by intense storms, you know, 3, 5, 6 inches of rain in a very short period of time.
Blue-green algae, also known as cyanobacteria, occur naturally and thrive in warm, calm water. As the climate warms, toxic algae blooms are spreading worldwide.
You know, we've been dreading that this day might come where all of the ambient environmental circumstances would be such that there would be enough background nitrogen plus enough drought plus enough sunlight and some high temperatures that all of a sudden, boom, we're seeing these bright green slimy outbreaks. It's just that the ambient conditions are right and ripe for this stuff to grow. And that's really disappointing because we've been trying to get ahead of this nitrogen problem because we've all seen those photographs, right, of Florida. Remember the last Summer Olympics in China? There were photographs from the South China Sea that showed the sailing competitions and the boats were going through a bay that looked like it was full of green lime jello. It was slow and gelatinous. It was so laden with algae. Nitrogen is essential to the marine environment. Nothing can live without it. But when we get too much of it, it can become a pollutant in that it can make us have these big algal outbreaks that really can smother clam flats, use up all the oxygen, and kill everything underneath those mats. So one of the things we've been doing is trying to educate homeowners to avoid the cosmetic use of fertilizers. The Portland Water District has been very successful in getting nitrogen removal both in the Peaks Island treatment plant and in the Cape Elizabeth treatment plant. The question for us is, as temperatures rise, both in the air and in the water in the summers to come, is this the beginning of a trend? Will we see more of this summer in more places? Will we see it next summer? How weather dependent is it? We don't know. This is a particularly beautiful area. People are doing wild harvesting. They're doing aquaculture work. There's lots of tourism. There's lots of shipping. Transportation is really huge of goods in and out of the port and growing. So this is an important place for us to take good care of, so it will continue to take good care of us.
This is Gus Goodwin at the Salt Institute in Portland, Maine.